May the God of the Bible bless your life. Oh, wow. It's so beautiful to know that the God of Jerusalem, the holy city, he is the same. One day over there, the upper room, the disciples were together and they received the Holy Spirit. Yes, they had received the Spirit of God. And this is the day number 9. Day number 9. Every single day, we are here seeking the Holy Spirit and talking about Him. Well, today I want to talk to you who feels like you don't deserve the Holy Spirit. You feel like you are not going to receive the Holy Spirit because of your past. Because in the past, you did evil. You say, I'm not going to receive the Holy Spirit because I was in prison. I am an ex-con. Or you are still in prison. You think, I will never receive the Holy Spirit because I am a criminal. I am a killer. I did this, I did that. But let me tell you something. God chose you just as He chose the Apostle Paul when he was still Saul and he made a lot of mistakes. Let us read the scripture over there, the book of Acts that says, so the Lord said to him, to Ananias, arise, go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. So Paul was praying. He was Saul. He was there praying. And he wanted Jesus. But see what Ananias said. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Back then, Saul, he was blind. He was blind. He had fallen on the way and he was blind. So a man who was evil, now he was blind, but God chose him. If you read next with me, it says, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man. Many spoke about, many spoke about Saul. And many people also talk about you, right? Many people also talk about you. Never mind. God has chosen you. This is the beauty. God has chosen you. Let us read next. Lord, I have heard many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, to Ananias, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine. He is a chosen vessel of mine. That's right. You are chosen by God. And that is the food for thought today. That's my food for thought for you. We don't judge, we help. If people judge you for your past, for what you did, they condemn you, criticize you, always remember, you are not the only one. Maybe you ask yourself, why me? They always point to my past. You see, when God spoke to Ananias, and Ananias was serving God, and he said, Lord, not this man, I hear about many things about this man, but the Lord said, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine. Here, my friends, we do not judge, we help. And yes, oh yes, even though you did so many wrong things, maybe you persecuted the church, you persecuted the Christians, you cursed the pastor, the church. But if right now you seek the Lord, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Let us seek him right now. I want you to raise your hands. Let us now call upon the Holy Spirit. You are chosen, a chosen vessel of his. Close your eyes. Oh my God and my Father, you have chosen this person to be your servant. I know this person was in darkness, was doing evil like myself, who has never done a mistake, who has never sinned. Oh Lord, and before you there is no greater or small sin. Or small sin, somebody that killed or lied is the same before you. Before the judge, before man, they classify the sins, the mistakes. But before you, there is no classification. Sins are sins, mistakes are mistakes. So all of us are sinners. But you do not see our past, but you see right now the sincerity of Paul. He was there praying, and you sent Ananias. And in this 21-day program, you are sending us for this person to be filled of your spirit, for this person to be anointed by you. So come, Holy Spirit, upon the souls of nowadays. Fill their lives with your spirit. Fill their lives with your presence. Oh, my friend, we don't judge, we help. You feel like you are the soul of nowadays. They judge you, they criticize you. Do this. Lift your hands to heaven and invite the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Spirit, my Lord. Now, please place your hand upon your head. Yes, your own hand upon your head. Place your hand now. Oh, Holy Spirit, my Father, I ask you, descend upon this person. When Ananias laid hands upon him, his sight, his eyes were open, his sight were restored. So, restore this person right now, who was once broken, but now becomes a new vessel. So, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive peace inside of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Keep seeking the Lord. Do not stop right there. I finished now this video, but you keep seeking the Spirit of God. That was our day number 9, and tomorrow, on the day number 10th, we have something else from God to you, and also food for thought. All right? May the God of the Bible bless your life. You have just to believe.